welcome back to work, and I feel amazing.
Yeah, I can't say the same.
Alia is a little bit under the weather today because...
I was traveling for a little bit.
Yeah, there's a thing that happens every time Alia travels and she goes somewhere. She always comes back sick, and I don't know why.
Always.
Is it because of the food on the plane, you think?
The food?
I mean, like...
I have a cold.
Yeah.
Since when does food give you a cold?
No. So maybe it has to do with like the temperature on the airplane or something.
I don't think it has to do with the airplane. I think it has to do with the fact that I was in Vegas and outside it was like 110 degrees. And then inside the AC was blasting. And going from hot to cold, like your body has to adjust. And I don't know why I feel like I'm really sensitive to that because I always get sick in the summer.
I've never had a problem with that. I always hear it about like going from one extreme to another.
Maybe it's something that I grew up hearing.
Did you move the fan? Did you like point it more towards me?
Yeah, because
all of a sudden it's like blasting my eyes.
Oh, do you want me to move it?
I mean, just like a little bit maybe.
Okay, hold on a second.
Anyways, while Ellie is gone. So today's episode is something. Yeah, that's perfect. That is actually perfect, yeah.
But yeah, so I'm sorry if I sound sniffly. I am sorry.
If I sound nasally.
If I'm going to be like sniffing up my nose because I got to blow my nose, even though I might just have to get up if it gets really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it is what it is. It's just what happens. And it sucks because I just got back from a trip and I'm like, okay, time to get back to work. Time to like... figure my life out, and then I got sick, and now here we are.
How was Vegas? Just the city in general. You've never been to Vegas, but you always had this perception of Vegas. So now I've been there before, way back in the day for a basketball tournament. So it wasn't even like I wasn't grown to go anywhere.
Yeah, I would say Vegas was a lot smaller,
okay,
than I expected. And honestly, I mean, it's just I would not go back.
How big you thought Vegas was?
Like, I thought it was, like, as big as a city, but it's, like...
Like, New York City.
No. Like, even Seattle, to me, seems bigger. It's just because Vegas truly is just that one strip.
Well, it's more than that, but people just...
I mean,
When you go to Vegas, you don't go to a neighborhood.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, like, that one strip, and outside of that, it's just, like, homes, mostly.
Yeah.
Obviously from being there for a weekend, there's only so much that I can like learn about it, but
it was 110 degrees.
It was 110 degrees, but Vegas heat and like that side of the country heat is very different because it's just dry. Versus if it's like 110 here, the heat is totally different because it's so moist and humid outside. Like even today, I haven't been outside yet, but just from having like the window open, it's like you can feel the heat is like wet and
you know,
it's not as, I prefer the dry heat.
I don't have a preference.
Really? Because like the dry heat, you're not sweating. You're just hot.
Okay.
But it's because it's dry.
So that was like Palm Springs.
Exactly. It was like Palm Springs. Like somehow it's like way more tolerable.
Yeah, but you can feel the heat, but you're just not sweating.
Oh, yeah. And it's like the hot, the wind is like hot. Like okay. The wind is blowing
versus
in New York where like it doesn't even have to be that hot. You can go outside and you automatically feel sticky everywhere. Like that's the thing.
Miami is like that.
Yeah. The whole time that I was in Vegas, I was never sticky when I was outside. Very weird.
Yeah. I don't have a preference, honestly, because I don't mind sweating. I don't mind being hot at all. I love summer.
I love summer to a point.
And like in the last episode, I was like, I'm cutting all of my t-shirts.
Into
tank tops. This shirt right here, actually, I bought it like that. But I've been just like on a search for more shirts like that, you know? Because something about just having like a little more sleeve on the arms.
It makes you so hot.
It makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, I don't know how people like, I have a hard time wearing anything but tank tops right now.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. I am one of your hosts, Alia Zaitza.
And my name is Yoni Okoto.
So we are talking about... We're talking about patience. And we actually have a lot to discuss about patience, especially now that we're older and wiser. It's something that we all have to work on.
And also, by the way, I don't think we said happy birthday on last week's episode. So I just wanted to take this opportunity and say happy birthday, Alia.
Thank you.
We had a great birthday. She went to Vegas. I didn't go to Vegas.
I mean, my birthday was when I was in Vegas.
Yes.
But and we also did a birthday thing.
Yeah, we celebrated that. Before she had to head out. And yeah, I'm just happy to just be with you in this life, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. You've known me for like 6 years
I've
now.
Known you for 6 years. That seems like such a long time.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is that how I feel about you now, each year it grows and it becomes like bigger and bigger, like as in the love that I have for you, you know? Like, yeah. I remember in like year two or three, I was like, oh man, I'm in love with this girl. Like, I feel like we really have something.
I mean, we did.
That's 3 years ago. And now I'm like, I feel that times two, you know? Yeah. And
no, I feel that because I don't know, with like every year, I personally am very excited for every year. Like, I'm not scared of a certain age. I'm really excited about 30. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah. I do want to make a whole episode about aging. That'd be such a good episode. Because there's a lot of women that I know in my life that they, or okay, friends.
Are we going to talk about it right now?
No. But I'm just saying, like, I just want to say that since we're talking about birthdays, okay. Right? Aging is something that's like always so scary. Like, I'm about to be 25. That's like in my mid-20s. I'm about to be like 30. Yeah, I mean,
the relationship that women have with aging is very different than
I feel
men.
Like 30 is like the scariest year for a lot of people. Like, they view that as like...
Well, 30 feels like... 30 feels like...
Like, old. It's 30. It doesn't feel old.
Not old. It just feels like mature.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. But this Anyways. Is not this episode. We're going to continue this conversation probably like next week, honestly.
Yeah, that would be a good episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, so patience, I'm at a 5.5. Yoni's at a good 8.5, 9, okay?
Okay.
But let's talk about like why is for someone who is not patient, why is it hard to be patient? Why do I have a hard time being patient?
I think you have a hard time being patient because you want things to happen as soon as you want them to happen. Certain things, right? So there's a difference between long term and short term.
Mm-hmm.
The long term, perfect example, like we talked about earlier, I mean, before we start recording, is that when you're working on a project or like when you're starting your own business, you have to have patience, no matter if you're good at it or not.
Yeah. When you start a new, like how we were referencing before we started, we're talking about our podcast and how in 1 month today, I think it's going to be exactly 3 years since we started the podcast, when we posted our first episode.
We're going to celebrate WTJ's third birthday. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But we've had to practice a lot of patience with the podcast.
Yes.
Because every especially aspect. When you see, it's so easy to compare how like successful other people were doing the same thing you were. But like the variables in everyone's life, everyone's opportunities, the people they meet, the opportunities they're given or that they're, you know, there's so much that it's like not right to compare, but it's hard not to. But things like that, especially when you don't just like work for someone else and you're building your own thing, patience is a must. Because how many people do we know in just our normal life that started a podcast and like gave up on that shit in like a few episodes in because they realized
it's serious.
It's gonna take a lot of work and time.
Yeah. So, and I mean, we all know people who started something and then stopped.
Yeah.
But podcast especially is something that's, it's not, if you want to make a podcast, it's not something that's going to work out for you in like a year or two.
You could get lucky and who knows, but so much it takes and anything like that, businesses, opening a restaurant or something like,
you really have to love doing it. Yeah. And I'm glad that we do, because if we didn't love doing this, it would have been so easy to quit like after like year one.
Yep.
You know? Yep. So absolutely. I think everyone deals with this and everyone has dealt with this at some point in their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you live with other people in the house, especially if you're in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Being patient is a test that everyone has to go through. everyone's patience will be tested at some point.
But I would say even if you don't live with your partner, patience will need to be practiced in a relationship.
Now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good, and Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site-wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed, and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
If you don't live, okay, yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I feel like even if you don't share space with your partner, even if like maybe you're in a relationship but you don't live together yet, mm-hmm. you still need to practice patience at some point.
Yes, exactly. And I have a few examples in mind that I want to go through.
Okay.
Okay. I would say, and this could be like from personal experience, but also something that I think generally people go through.
Okay.
We can talk about texting, right?
Yeah.
I text the person that I'm in love with, you know, the person that I'm with, I text them and they don't respond for like an hour, right?
Okay.
Or 2 hours. To some people, that's a problem. What are you doing?
Okay.
And let's say it's the weekend. You're not at work and everyone is just chilling that day, right? To me, an hour or two is no problem.
Yeah.
To some people, it is. But let's say 5 hours go by or maybe even a whole day, right?
Yeah.
I will wonder at some point what's happening. Like, there's going to be a moment that I go from like, why is she ignoring me, to being worried.
Like if you text in the morning at like 10 a.m.
If I text you at 10 a.m. and you don't respond until 5, or six, I'm worried.
And I still haven't responded.
And you still haven't responded.
Yeah.
Like around 3 o'clock, that's when I go from like, what is she doing? But I don't even think, what is she doing? I just literally know when Elliot doesn't respond to my text, I know that she just didn't see it or she just can't at the moment.
I never can't. Like I...
No, well, what maybe, I'm saying maybe is
like,
you're like
for that long. Like if you know that I'm out with a friend or something and you text me and I don't reply, is because like we're out and I'm not on my phone.
And you're talking.
And I'm talking.
Like mid conversation.
Yeah. And you can also always see like where I'm at if you need to.
Yeah.
But it's different because we live together. Versus if you're in a relationship and you don't live together, then texting is like you don't necessarily know the whereabouts of each person at all times. Mm.
You brought up me knowing where you're at all time because I have the notifications turned on.
Then, oh, you mean
the location.
The location, yeah.
And I just wonder, like, how many couples out there have that with each other?
Like constantly on?
Yeah.
Because you know you can have it constantly on, or you could send it to someone for like a day or something.
Yeah, I know, but like we're talking about like being together in a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
I have yours on at all time and you have mine on at all times, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's like one of the greatest like things ever, because before that, I think when I know where you're at all time and you're not answering, let's say I text you, right? And I don't know where you're at. For example, mm-hmm. right? I go straight to the app. All right, let me see where you're at. And then mm-hmm. I see where you're at. And sometimes I see that you're moving, like if you're in a car.
Okay. I'm like, I'm never in a car, but okay.
No.
Like, on the subway.
Like, okay. Not gonna lie, I did that when you were in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, and I was texting you and you didn't respond for a while. And I was like, I wonder what she's doing.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
And I went on the app and I saw what you were doing and it looked like you were in a car because the car was like moving, you know?
Oh, that's
it's like
possible.
The little dot was just like moving like that. And I was just like, damn, it's actually like pretty cool. But it's honestly for safety. It's not even for stalking or anything like that.
Nah, because I mean, also I always tell you where I'm at and also where I'm going. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes if you are going to...
Do you ever look at my location?
Yeah, if like you went to play basketball or something, mm-hmm. but you were like, oh, just finish the game or whatever, and I'm just going to like stay out, and it's been like a few hours. I'm just curious to see like what area you in.
Like, would that even like, text me, stay? Hey, where you at?
Well, no, because you said to me like, oh, I'm going to be... Sorry. You said to me like, oh, I'm going to, you know, go to the other court or something. But oh, yeah. You didn't necessarily say what other court.
Yeah.
And it's starting to get dark out or something. Or it's been like a few hours.
Oh, babe, were you worried about me?
Yeah. I mean, it's just nice. It's just good to like know where your person is. Especially like if you're going to like a far away court or mm-hmm. something. You know, because also I know you're probably playing. So if I text you where you at, you're not going to reply.
Oh, yeah. So you go straight to the app.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's for.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. Like, I think some people do have like some problems with the...
What would like, be a checking. Problem? Like, why would you not want the person that you're with?
It's more the principle. Like, some people have a bad...
Is it like a privacy thing?
Yeah, like some people have this thing where they're like, you shouldn't need to be able to check my location. Okay, and I'm like, you shouldn't need to. But it depends, like, what's the purpose of you checking the location? Are you checking because you're feeling like they're lying? Are you checking because...
Well, once you have the locations on your phone, like the location app is connected to your partner, right?
Yeah.
You can't lie anymore. Before, you could say, oh, I'm here, but I'm not really there. It doesn't really matter. White lie, big lie, nobody will know.
Yeah. So that's why some people are like, I don't want you to have my location.
Exactly. Because sometimes, even like with us, like when you tell me if I was supposed to leave, and go to the store, but you're not home, right? And I was supposed to go to Whole Foods to get something. And then you'd be like, hey, did you leave yet? If I knew that you didn't have my locations.
Okay, but I wouldn't even check.
I know, but if I knew that you didn't have it, I would say, yeah, I left already.
Oh.
Knowing that I would leave in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay? But because I know that you can see where I'm at, if you wanted to, I always have to tell the truth and be like, hey, you know, I'm still home. You should always tell the truth either way.
Yeah, but that's not really like a big deal. I'm talking about like the more serious lies. Like after the club, you're like somewhere and you're not there, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just never, I don't care. I mean, we have each other's phone passwords, even though I never go on your phone without like me telling you, hey, can I use your phone for this and this?
Yeah.
You know, it's out of respect, but it's also like if I need to go on your phone in an emergency or like whatever, it's just like there isn't anything too hot on the phone.
Yeah.
But just because of that, I'm not going to
just
get on your phone and go through your messages.
It's still yours.
Yeah, it's still like your private. Yeah. You know?
Did you see the new update that's about to come out in September? They say that you can lock every app on your phone. You can lock the messaging apps. You can lock...
Like with a password?
Yeah, you can lock the photos. You can lock anything.
Oh, no, I didn't
see that. You can't even click on the app. Or also...
You would like put a specific password on each one?
Yeah.
Okay.
On each one. Or sometimes you can open the message app, but then there's certain conversations that have a lock on it. That's so suspicious, right?
Yeah, that's hella sus.
It's like, why can't I read that thread right there?
Yeah. You should trust that, like, I respectfully would not go, like, in your messages with people.
Yeah, but I feel like it's, like, one of those things if you give someone your phone.
When do we ever need to give other people our phones?
I don't know, but sometimes people, like, you know when you give someone your phone to look at a photo or whatever?
And they swipe, like, the wrong way.
And then they swipe the wrong way or they exit. Like, people do some weird shit.
Yeah, but that only goes so far.
Yeah, and also, we don't know people who would do that.
Yeah. But, anyways, back to patience.
Yeah, back to patience.
So, I would say you definitely need patience in a relationship if you live together, because people have different ways of like moving through a space, taking care of their space, cleaning their space, you know, different things like that. So, and we talked about that in the last episode a little bit in terms of like the things that we each do that annoy us around the house.
Oh yeah. That was probably like my favorite episode we've ever done.
It was a great episode. So you should definitely give that a listen if you haven't yet.
Yeah, go check it out.
But I would say like, those are like kind of small things, you know, of like, I tell you so many times to like do this and this and you always take forever to do it or something, right? But there are also like the bigger things in a relationship that require patience. Can you like think of any?
A bigger thing in a relationship that requires, requires?
I don't know.
What's something in a relationship that requires patience? Okay.
Like a bigger thing.
Let's say someone...
It doesn't have to be very specific.
Okay. To this relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. I'll just go first. You're like, I can't think of anything.
I couldn't think of shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, just like in a more broad sense, everyone has like their own things they need to work on. In their own lives. And in a relationship, I would assume that we each know what those things are. Whether I'm working on, you know,
skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ.
Controlling my frustration. That's one that's for me. And that actually plays into me being patient. Mm-hmm. I can get very frustrated very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time handling that sometimes. And that's something that you know and I know I need to work on. And I definitely need to prioritize that. But in a way, when I'm having a very frustrating moment, it doesn't even have to do with you.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
No, it's like I'm frustrated at something about work.
Okay.
I'm frustrated at something in my own personal, like family or friends that, you know, it doesn't have to be like I'm frustrated with you.
Yeah.
I'm just frustrated about something. The way that I react might not be the best way. And I feel like you do a really good job at treating that situation with patience in the sense that you do not then come with the same energy towards me. Because you could very well get frustrated with the fact that I'm so frustrated and I'm reacting the way that I am.
Yeah.
But you, because you are that good 8.59
out of 10,
you are always patient. And it helps me. Like when I'm really frustrated and I'm reacting the way that I am, you don't fuel the fire by like getting frustrated at me that I'm so frustrated.
Yeah, I would never do that.
You simply just like, you're patient. You let me, you know, have my moment and do what I need to do and yell or whatever it is. And I can see the patience. And even though it's really hard for me in that moment to be patient and to be calm,
even though you recognize it.
Oh, I recognize it because it's also like night and day. The way that I feel in that moment versus the way that you are not reacting, it makes me feel like, because if I reacted like this and you match it even halfway, it's like the difference between us is not that crazy. But if you don't react at all and I'm up there, it makes me realize the contrast between where I am and where I could be.
I think, yeah, so that would be like an example of something that could or should frustrate the both of us. A lot of it.
Well, if it's something that's like in my life, like if it's a work-related thing, you're not going to get as frustrated because it has nothing to do with
I know. So I'm saying let's use something that happened to both of us.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like season 2 of the podcast, we used to always have these like weird sounds on the mic that we would pick up like radio signals.
Oh, yeah, when we were in Seattle.
Yeah, or just anything like setting up the podcast or something didn't go well, right?
Or like something would get deleted.
Yeah, like a lot of behind the scenes shit.
Yes, a lot of technical difficulties.
Exactly. Alia's frustration level would be at 100. Rightfully so, because it's really frustrating when you're just trying to do the right thing. You're just trying to make a good podcast episode and have fun, right?
Yeah.
But then I would be almost out of what? What's the number would be for me?
Like if 0 is the baseline and I'm at 100,
yeah,
you're at like 50.
Yeah, I'm at 50.
You're definitely not like 0.
No, yeah, because I'm definitely frustrated.
Because you're also human.
Exactly, because this is work. I'm not a robot, you know what I mean? Yeah. I have feelings too.
It would be kind of weird if you didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know. But the contrast is still pretty big between 50 and 100.
Yeah.
And the way I deal with a problem, let's say we keep on getting some like random radio signals on the mic in the audio, right?
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, after a while you really got frustrated because it kept happening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying I just like to...
It takes a lot more for you to get to my level versus I can really go up there very quickly.
It really takes a lot for me to even just like get mad, period.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
So, but I think...
But there are some things that can trigger you that are very specific to you.
But we can get to that right after this.
Okay.
Just don't forget.
Okay.
So I think the reason why or like how I stay calm during like anything that happens is because I think first of all, I've always kind of been like that.
Yeah.
But then also, I just know that here's the problem. And I'm just trying to think about how to solve it. Because if I'm frustrated, because the thing is already, it already happened. It's already bad. So it's like, if I just stay in that mood, in that negative, not positive mood, it's not going to be beneficial for anybody.
That's true.
You know, so I'm just always just thinking of it. I'm having a hard time explaining it because it's so natural to me to just be like that.
It's so unnatural to me because I'm like, if I keep trying to fix it and it does not, and it keeps not fixing it, it's freaking annoying and frustrating. And there's only so much bandwidth of patience I have.
Yeah. Do you remember that one time, not to put you on the spot here, but we were at our second apartment and you were recording something. I think it was an audio and there was some construction outside.
Okay.
This always happened with construction outside. This is very frustrating. When the moment you needed to be calm.
And quiet,
somebody just start working outside and just like breaking
this
some.
This has happened many times.
Yeah. It is very, very frustrating. But Ali took her phone and I think she threw it on the wall.
Oh, I don't remember that. In like the apartment with the big windows?
Yes.
Was that in the bedroom?
It was in the bedroom and you took your phone and you like you were this close to the wall and you threw it up against the wall, right? Oh, so the phone didn't even really have a lot to travel. It was just like a quick and then it made like a little dent in the wall. You don't remember that?
Vaguely?
Damn, okay. Anyways. And that was a moment like when I see her just when this is happening, right? I always know that you got to let... So, if you're just out there listening and you have this dynamic with your partner, you have to let them be in it. You have to let them be in it because if you don't, if you react to how they're reacting and you don't react like in a positive way, like you're like, yo, why are you doing that?
Bro,
why are you
the
tripping?
Way that
just
Yoni
relax.
Actually just like leaves. Like, you just leave me alone.
Yeah. I don't think reacting and basically like you said earlier, you're adding fuel to the fire, which is not good. But you're thinking that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
By trying to calm them down. Like don't, when you can't try to calm them down because it's something that you have to give it at least like a few minutes.
Yeah. Because a lot of the like, even, you know, throwing the phone, even though that was like one time.
That was one time. Ali doesn't throw her phone all the time.
No. There are times though when I have some big urges to like break some shit. And I think that's very normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like sometimes I'm like super close to doing it. Like just taking something and just like smashing it, you know? But I don't.
No, she's never done it, you know, but
he can see how much I need to.
You can see how like satisfying that'll be. And that might actually just solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's other like scenarios, even though I can't think of specific examples of like there, you know, in a relationship, you have conversations with each other about things that I would maybe say like, you know, I really want you to work on blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Or we just know, like, I know when I do this, it's not the best and I need to work on it. And you've had, in a relationship, had conversations about what each of you need to work on. And then when, you know, time goes by and those types of things arise again, the patience comes in big time of the other person not mentioning it. Being like, you know what, I'm not gonna tell them, hey, we talked about this already.
Yeah, keep repeating
blah, blah,
it.
Blah, keep repeating it because I feel like you gotta give someone time to work on the things that they need to work on. I feel like maybe if it keeps coming up and you haven't, you know, said anything about it,
yeah,
it can get frustrating for you because you're like, you know, we talked about this and you haven't really like made a change. Mm-hmm. Depending on it, it can be so many different things.
Yeah.
But I think practicing patience because you are basically sharing your life and sharing your space if you live together with a whole other human being who is very different than you in some ways, but you might be also similar in a lot of ways, but it's not easy. Like it's something that you have to constantly be patient with. Everybody has different speeds. Everybody has different approaches to their problems and stuff like that. And you have to be patient all the time.
Yeah. And no matter how good your relationship is, I think that you're always learning about each other. So it's like even me and you, we have like, I feel like we have such a good relationship and our chemistry is great. And we just, you know, we work together, but there's always things that, okay, I know I need to be better at this. There's some things that I need to work on. There's something that you need to work on, but it's always communicated.
Yeah.
Like we always call each other out on, it could be like the smallest thing. And it's never annoying because if she tells me something that she feels like I need to work on, I'm not going to get annoyed by it because I live with this person. And if she thinks that I need to work on it, then I need to work on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be so selfish of me to be like, no, I don't. I'm good. But then it's like, you wouldn't make it up for no reason. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it also depends. Like sometimes because, especially when it comes to like home stuff, everybody has different habits, like we talked about in our other episode. Mm-hmm. So what's something that I would normally like want to get this done? I think talking about each person's speed, a difference of speed in terms of doing things, I would say in our relationship is a significant one.
Yeah.
In the sense that I am very like obsessed with maximizing life and time in general.
I like to maximize life like, too.
Okay, yeah. But to the point where like sometimes I'm overdoing it and I'm overly always trying to like stay ahead, get everything done, blah, blah, blah. Not that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I've even noticed in myself that you get in this rhythm where you feel like you can't stop. You always have to like, you even see me looking around the kitchen. I go like this. I'm like, what's next? What else do I got to do? Yeah. You know? And I don't know where that comes from, but I also feel like it's not necessarily that how I do it is the right way, but it can get in, we can get in a little bit of a pickle if I expect you to perform the same things at the same speed.
Yeah.
And then I get frustrated with you and I get impatient. But the possibility could be that like, maybe you are a little bit slower at like getting things done, getting this thing done specifically. Mm-hmm. But it could also be that my expectations of myself and you to get something done are way too extreme.
Yeah, because I can just really picture it, that I'm going by my day, I'm doing this. I do things at a very specific pace.
I mean,
I like to
be. Can you admit
what?
That in general, you're just a little bit slower?
Yeah, in general, I like to just like, I know what I gotta do, and I'm just like I like to take my time with things, which is not always good. It's not always good. The part that is good about that, I would say, is that I don't know. I just really hate feeling stressed, I think. I think it comes down to, I just hate being stressed about things that I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. And everything is fine. And, you know, we'll go one thing at a time. And I'm like, I'm like at peace in my brain. Now, I'm not saying that it's always good. I'm not saying that it's always good. But I feel like if I was going at a pace that Alia goes in, like, you know, just day-to-day things, right? Not even just work-related, just like anything.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't come natural to me because, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. Like I know,
but it gets a little bit.
And depending on how important the thing is. So let's say, perfect example, right? I have to clean the house on Sunday. And, you know, and I don't have anything to do on Sunday, let's say, right? And also, let's say that Alia is not even home. She's out of town. And I'm by myself. And I was like, you know what, Yoni, on Sunday, you're going to clean the house. I might wake up at whatever time and I'm just going to take my time cleaning the whole apartment.
What does that look like?
That looks like I'm going to just move slow at the pace that I just really enjoy cleaning. Okay? I'm not going to go fast, try to finish it as soon as I can so I can do something else that day. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to finish it whenever I do. And then if I get to do something else, great. If I don't, it's cool. I was going to clean the house today anyways. That's just me. But Alia, let's say I'm out of town and Alia's cleaning the house. She's going to clean the house in 2 hours. It's done.
Yeah.
And which is great.
I'm going to go back to back on all this shit that I got to do.
Exactly. Which I love that. And I wish I had that. But that's kind of like a good, that's the difference I would say.
Well, because also I'm not trying to clean the house the whole Sunday.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like when you stretch one activity.
That's what I do. I stretch. You
love to stretch. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When I asked, what does that look like? I meant you should paint the picture. Because I already see it in my head. Yoni wakes up, gets on his phone a little bit. decides what to watch. Then he's like, okay, let me like make breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then he's like deciding what to make. Speak a little louder,
I feel like.
And then he's deciding what to make for breakfast. Then he gets distracted by a video he watched.
Then someone calls me.
Someone calls
you. I'm on the phone for 2 hours.
Exactly. Then it's like if someone calls me and I'm on, if someone calls me when I'm about to do something, I'll be like, hey, I was about to like clean the house or like whatever it is.
Okay.
Because I'm not one to like be on the phone with someone and do some shit.
Right. So if someone calls me while I'm cleaning the house, I'm like, oh, perfect. I could talk to someone and clean.
Or you stop cleaning.
No, I'm never on the phone and just go sit down for 2 hours.
Sometimes.
No. When I'm cleaning the house, that's like something to do.
Okay.
That I'm talking to someone, catching up while cleaning the house.
Either way, this is the perfect example. And this difference of speed of just cleaning the house applies in different ways to a lot of things in our life. Like even setting up the podcast, I like to really go like bam, 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 bam. It's like tripod here, light here, mic here, boom, 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 la, la, la. And then Yoni is like, oh, let me do this. And then, oh, let me grab my phone, look at these reels real quick. Okay, cool.
No, I don't grab my phone and look at some reels. Yeah,
you do sometimes. No, you know what it is? You would like get a notification and you pick up your phone, you deal with whatever that notification, which is probably not even that important.
Damn.
No, because you...
Why are you shitting on my notifications?
No, because you tend to, like, any notification you get, even if it's from some shit you don't care about, you still get your phone and look at it.
So, I think the point here that we're trying to make, and everybody sees it, okay? I move at a speed that's, like, a little bit slower than Alia. Alia moves at, I don't know, 10 out of 10. And I move at a good 7 out of 10, and I'm just like cruising by.
Like a 5.
No.
Yes.
I have 5?
Yes.
That's so bad. Don't put that out there on the internet.
And I would say I move at a 10. On the regular, I'm at an 8. 8.5.
Huh. Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair.
And then I would give you a 5 or like 4.5.
Damn, I thought you were about to say like 5 or 6.
Nah.
So would you say it depends on what the thing is that I'm doing?
Yeah, which is the same reason like if it also depends what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can reach that 10.
Yeah.
You
know what's funny? Sometimes I move at a 10 or like way faster than I usually move. And it makes Alia laugh so much because she knows I don't move that fast.
But also when you move that fast, sometimes you're like doing it on purpose. Because I would be like,
it's so fun.
You move faster. Like you're taking forever, right? And then you start moving hella fast in whatever we're doing. Mm-hmm. But like you do it in a way that's like not sloppy, but it's like not
efficient.
I guess. I don't know.
It's very satisfying.
That's because you just be moving shit to move shit, you know?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I mean, no. Usually, it's about, like, setting up the podcast because it takes us forever. And it's one of those things, like, I don't enjoy setting up the podcast. It's annoying. Putting up these things, like, every time.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
I would love to just be able to click play and here we are, you know? That's, like, in an ideal world. But that's not our reality. So, I'm like, it's the same thing where, like, with laundry. Like, I don't enjoy doing laundry. So, I'm not going to take my time doing it because that means I'm spending more time doing something I don't like to do.
See, with laundry, I think that's one of those things I don't take my time with.
Like, folding.
I'm going to be honest. You know what? Like, I feel like with most things in life, I like to take my time.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm not even going to sit here and try to pretend because I don't know who's watching this, you know. And if you know me personally, you know that this is true.
I mean, what is it that your sister calls you?
I don't know, but
she calls you like something that moves slow. Like
I don't know. I don't know.
It's like,
I probably don't. I don't know.
It's an animal that moves slow.
Damn. Okay, well.
I know because I remember when I met your sister like for the very first times.
Mm-hmm.
I remember she was like, oh yeah, Yoni's a, I don't know what the name of the.
Okay, when you remember, tell us, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think working on just moving faster would be great for me to do.
I really think it's on both of us. I think.
But you are like on such, you're like on a, you move really fast. Like you do.
I move really fast through tasks I hate.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't, as no, I said,
which is great. I need to do that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want to spend more. I want to spend the least amount of time on this thing that I don't like doing.
Yeah.
And instead most of stretching of the it things out. That I have to do in terms of like cleaning the house or like adult stuff where we share our space is like, I don't enjoy doing them.
I want to set a challenge for myself and just move.
And I'm saying you got to go as fast as I am.
Oh,
but
I
like
won't.
Sometimes
I
it's
won't.
Like so the complete opposite.
Yeah, I won't be moving as fast as you.
That I be like, I've already done like two things and you're kind of halfway through the first thing you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but it goes both ways. I think like me also, as I said, like wanting you to move as fast as I do is not fair. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there are often times where like I'm consciously practicing patience where I'm like, he doesn't have to move as fast as I do, but you could also pick up the pace a little bit.
No, yeah. So this is one thing that I have to work on. But then, like we said earlier, that, you know, we both have these things with, you know, whether it's Ali and I having patience with something that, or like maybe like when you get frustrated with something that shouldn't frustrate you, like something that happens.
That's true.
And I'm like, how are you getting frustrated at this? Like, I actually don't get it.
Yeah.
And
my fuse sometimes is too short.
Yes, but I really think that it could not be that way, you know? Because
no,
it,
that is true.
Because it's like, but you know what I realized with these things is that, like you said, it's not always fair to expect someone to be on the same level as you. You can communicate that with them, but just because I don't get mad at
the same thing.
Yeah, like I don't, it's hard for me to get mad at anything unless. Unless what?
Well, I have a very specific.
Okay, you know what
memory.
I get mad at?
What?
I get mad at mosquitoes at night.
Okay.
I get mad at mosquitoes at night when I can't sleep and they just keep going like right by my ear.
We share the frustration in that one. What I was going to say is like the last time I saw you surprisingly frustrated on like an Alia level.
What was that?
Was when you ordered a pair of pants and they were pretty expensive. And their return policy said online that you cannot return them.
Yeah. I get frustrated at online shopping, which I won't be doing much because I just have the worst luck. It doesn't fit. Yes. It never looked the way I thought it would. And sometimes I don't even...
It takes forever to get here.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't even get the package.
Okay, you also just don't understand how, like, because you don't really shop online, when you do, you expect that shit to get there in, like as if it's Amazon, but it's not.
I wish it was.
No, it's not.
Step up your game, yo.
But yeah, so I feel like the last time that I saw you, like, genuinely frustrated, like, to my level, where you're, like, swearing, you're kind of, like, yelling, it's, like, bursts of frustration, because you keep remembering how frustrated you are.
Like, randomly.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
You would, like, chill out, and then you would remember.
Yeah.
That was, like, the most recent one. And I would say it doesn't happen very often, but when it does... It makes me realize probably how you feel when I'm at that level. Because I was so far away from that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was so chill and normal. And you're over there dealing with some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes me realize how you probably feel when it's reversed. And that happens way more often.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say patience is super important. It's something that I am constantly trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And not just for our relationship, also for our future kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's going to be the real test.
That is going to be the realest and most important.
Yeah,
your kids need your patience. Because if they don't have your patience, you are going to inflict some trauma. And yeah. I do not want to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie. Because
Why?
The way I get frustrated at just like my own life things...
Mm-hmm.
When I'm just work or I don't know, whatever. When things are, the technical difficulties are like the freaking worst because it's like they shouldn't be happening.
But I don't know. I was really frustrated at trying to explain how I stay. You know, sometimes I've gotten like a few DMs before of people asking me how I stay calm.
Mm.
And I don't know if it was because like some episode that we did. And
yeah, I was getting really fired up.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. But they asked me, it was like last season, I think.
Okay.
And there's been a few times that people ask me that, and even like in real life, and I'm having a hard time explaining that. But I think it's that when something bad happens, it already happened. The bad thing already happened. Yes, you can react. You can be human, obviously, but because you are human. But and then what? Like, what, you being mad afterwards, what does that do to you? Like, it doesn't do anything. Some people just love to sit in the, like, in the bad vibes. You know how we say sometimes that you love to, like, it depends with what.
I love to marinate.
Yeah, and sometimes if it weirdly feels like satisfying, from what I've heard.
Like,
I don't get it personally, but that's what I've heard before. It's just like, you just want to be mad for like 5 minutes, which is okay.
I'm trying to think of an example of where, because in the moment, I know that it already happened and it's out of my control. And I think the fact that it's out of my control is like the most frustrating thing, whether it's that I missed like an opportunity to do something and like you can't go back. And in a way, it's like a moment of disbelief of like, I cannot freaking believe that this is happening right now.
Okay.
Even though that, I know it did.
Okay. So that moment, you know how I react? I'm like, this really sucks. This is what I'm saying, right? I'm like, this is really messed up, right? But then I don't go to that next level. Like,
I don't even exist at the, this is really messed up. I am already up there.
Yeah. So it's like from the very beginning, I think the initial reaction is very different. And I just stay low because I don't know. Maybe one day I'll find a way to like explain how I just like stay calm. But I think, I don't know. I think he's just like, I don't think it's like a personality thing, but
I think it plays a part. Because I also think you come from a family where like everyone in your family is chill. Like everyone in your family is pretty,
for the most part.
Compared to mine.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest difference.
So like it definitely, I think a lot of things can play part. And I'm not saying like I'm blaming the way that I react on my parents. But I also think that it has played a part in the way that I react to things. But I also think I've gotten better since I've been with you, but I still have a lot of work to do. And some things just like, I'm sorry if I'm talking really quietly, it's because I can't hear myself.
Oh, okay. So you would talk louder.
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think the anger gets like the most of me. I think I get very frustrated because everything in my life is up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when things don't go the way that they should, it's always on me.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating because I don't have anyone to share that with, especially when it has to do with work. Mm. Like if you worked at a company and something didn't work well, it's not always on you. It's on the whole team. It's on this other person. But somehow I feel like in my life, I'm always battling against so many variables and whatever they are that goes wrong or whatever, it always falls on me because I work for myself. And there's so much like pressure and there's so much, and it kind of feels like I don't have anyone on my team. But it also depends what it is.
Yeah.
But even if we're like, I don't know, like looking for a new apartment.
But anyone on your team, like what do you mean? Because there's oh, like no one else to blame.
No one else to share this with.
Well, what about me?
But this didn't happen to you because you're not working on my video or... And also because of the way that you react too. Like I feel like sometimes there's some things that are so frustrating to me, even when it comes to the podcast. Like, I don't know, that we had something that was due and we like missed the moment that it was due. And the way that that hurts me, I'm like so frustrated because it was so easily avoidable for this to be a problem.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I instantly am frustrated because I realize how easy it was for us to fix it, but we don't share the same level of, I feel like, frustration over it because you're kind of like, oh, that sucks. Like, I don't know, it doesn't impact you the same way.
Mm. Yeah, no, I definitely see that. I know what you mean.
You know, and I don't know why. I don't want to say that it's because you care less, because it's not that. But I also feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, when something like that happens, I mean, when I know there's nothing I can do about it or that it's already too late, yes, I get frustrated, but I move forward already because it's...
Yeah, but how can you move forward when it's like maybe you lost money? Maybe you lost an opportunity? Maybe you like, I can't move forward.
Well, I am frustrated, but it's just at a different level. And it's not the same. Like I can't react the same way that you do.
Yeah, but to me, it's crazy that you don't, because we share, like, it's like if we share this like thing that happened, it's like I feel such impact from it and I react according to the impact that I feel it has on my life. And then the way you respond to the same thing that happened is so different. And that's why when I'm saying I feel like I don't share it is because I don't, nobody around me is feeling its impact, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, but I know exactly what you mean. And I feel impacted, maybe not the same way. Yeah, it sucks equally because I know, for example, like what we lost, but it's gone, you know? It's like, what can we do?
We did figure out what to do in that specific scenario we're talking about. But
when something like that happens and there's nothing I can do about it, I'm not going to be frustrated for the rest of the day. I'm sorry.
Okay, not the rest of the day.
Okay, but
I'm talking about like even immediately after you find out, like
if I can do something about it, I'll do my best to try to figure it out. But if there's nothing I can do about it, it doesn't make sense for me to react a certain way because shit is already like it is what it is.
Okay, but nah, see, I just can't.
Yeah, so that's where we'll really differ.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't care about it, because I do care about what, you know, our work very much. It's not like, oh, like he doesn't care, but it's just like I just react very differently. Like I don't know how else to say it. Like I hate feeling frustrated. And I'm not saying that you love feeling frustrated, but I really hate it. That's why I choose to not be frustrated. It happens.
Yeah,
so.
But see, to me, it's not a choice. It's just something that I just feel. It's not like pick a side or like which side do you want, which door do you want to go? Like not frustrated, frustrated. I like feel it's like it just comes out.
Yeah.
It's an automatic reaction to something going wrong, something being messed up, something being like losing, as I said, like money or an opportunity. You know, and it's like you can't take it back. And it was like, it was right there and you missed it because you messed up.
Yeah.
And especially if it's something that is like I could have controlled and I didn't because I forgot, because there's something. It's like, I'm going to be so frustrated also on myself. Like, why the hell did you not, why weren't you responsible to get this done?
Yeah.
I'm not going to just move on.
I get a level of that. I get a level of that as well. But like I said,
yeah, I just not
I, like time. I talk to myself and I'm just like, okay, let's not make this happen again. Let's be on point next time. And that's it. You know, I don't know. Like that's how I like it. And I want to stay that way.
And I would say I also have to practice patience in that moment with me not also getting frustrated. The fact that you're not as frustrated as I am.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was saying in the sense of like, I feel like I don't have someone to share the problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes I'm sharing my life and my time with you, and whenever things go wrong, no matter which way they do and area in my life they do, whether it's work, podcast, friends, whatever, like you very like not often, very rarely kind of react at the same level that I do. So because of that, I feel like I'm kind of dealing with it on my own. Because
it would look crazy. It would be if we're both going crazy over some shit.
Making it seem as if like I go crazy.
No, no, but like if we both react the same way, I feel like this actually works out. Sometimes we do, but I'm just saying that it's good balance, especially when we're gonna have kids.
Yeah, maybe to you, but like to me, it's very frustrating when it seems like you don't care because of the way that you react. Because in the moment, I'm like, why aren't you frustrated? Because I need to share this frustration with someone. And sometimes we do.
Yeah.
But in the moments when...
So you're frustrated sometimes that I'm not frustrated.
When I'm frustrated at something and then I see that you're just cool, calm, and collected, yeah, it adds to the frustration. You know, but I have to, in the moment, I have to be patient about that while I'm frustrated about something else.
Hmm.
And I find myself in that situation quite often.
That you do
that
what?
I'm frustrated and that you're not. And I have to remind myself to not also get frustrated at you for not being frustrated.
Oh, okay.
So what is a solution, you think, to... I mean, I feel like we talked about many things in this episode, but...
A solution, I think...
To... Being more patient.
To being more patient. Okay. Advice session from Yoni. I think that when something bad happens, this is what goes to my mind, right? When something bad happens and I know that there's nothing I can do about it. It already happened. And no matter how I feel or react, the future will be the same. The next few hours will be the same. The next day will be the same, right? So let's say something bad happened. I can yell. I can break a wall. I can kick in a door. Or I can just stay calm and say, you know what, Yoni? Life continues. It's not the end of the world. It's really not. And we're not going to let this happen next time. And that's it. And I love that feeling. It's like this internal... dialogue that you control. It's almost like you're controlling your body to just stay calm. And I think that anyone can get to that level. And you got to work on it.
Oh, buddy.
You got to work on it. Because just because someone is reacting like that, I think it's unfair to say they care less about it.
No, I get it.
Because
in principle,
from your perspective, you think like, how can you not react this way? Like, because why aren't you throwing your phone in the river? You don't care. Like, you don't care about that. It's like, no, I don't want to break my phone. I don't want to just shit like that.
It's like, I know.
And I don't have many moments in my life to where I feel like I want to break something. Like, sometimes it happens. I can't really even think of what it is.
No, I actually never seen that. Like,
but so I think that you just have to talk to yourself when something bad happens. Say that, can I do something about it? If the answer is no, chill. It's over. Go eat an apple. Go eat strawberries and just like move on.
But sometimes it feels like the only thing that I can do is get frustrated. I feel so powerless.
Okay.
That I need to take my anger out on something. I feel like I need to do something to channel this frustration.
So how would you say that helps you moving forward?
It makes me feel like I'm getting it out.
Okay, that's fair.
You know?
If that's what you need to do, I would definitely recommend try not to get used to that.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm getting used to that.
But it's that not
the
good.
The fuse blows up. Like quicker and quicker.
Yeah, and I know there's many people like that. But once you start having kids, every day is gonna be a test. Every day is gonna be like that. When you have a kid, and I've never had a kid before, but I'm just saying, every day you're gonna have to test your patience.
Yeah, because they're not gonna listen to you.
You're gonna beg the baby to stop crying, and they're gonna cry for 3 hours straight.
It's not even that.
It's
gonna be when they're older. Like toddlers, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. And then knowingly doing the wrong thing.
Yes. And they know they're not supposed to and they still are.
So if you, let's say, right? By that time, I don't think you'll be reacting like that. But if you do, it's not going to be good. They're going to want to, you know, I don't know, distance themselves or be scared of you. You never want your kid to be scared of you. So if a kid does something and they won't listen, I think a good trick is, I'm not a parent. I never had a kid. I don't know how to do this shit, right? But I can already picture it that if my toddler, 3, 4 years old, right, keeps on climbing on the table and I feel like I'm not going to get frustrated in a way to where they feel like,
I mean,
I'm gonna be scared of that.
There's gonna be a fine line for us to both learn between discipline and what's the opposite. Like, there has to be, because even growing up, like, there has to be a level of there has to be a level of not scared or fear, but like fear of consequences. That if you keep doing this thing that you should not be doing, this will happen. Because your kid can't grow up thinking that they can keep doing the same thing they're not supposed to and get off scot-free.
No.
Dad is never going to get frustrated. He's never going to make me like give me a consequence. Because then they grow up thinking that I can do things that I'm not supposed to do and get away with it.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think communication for me, I think, would be the greatest thing, because I just want to talk to them. I want to be their friend. And I want to know that I want you to understand that you can't do these things. You do it again, A, B, C, and D will happen.
Well, see, that's the thing. Something has to happen.
Okay, I know. And let's say they do it again. Guess what? A, B, C will happen.
What's A, B, C?
Like, I don't know, get grounded, or maybe just like go in a corner and hold some books in the air until I tell you to, you know, that you can put your arms down, or I don't know, just stuff like that.
Yeah, but your point is basically I don't want them to actually be scared of me, like because I'm yelling or like, you know, getting frustrated, like making a lot of noise at them.
Yeah. And the kids will not listen. So everything else that you thought was frustrating to you, that's like not even the worst thing that can frustrate someone. And I'm going to find out myself too, because I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect with the kids. I don't know. But I always just have a feeling that I'm going to bring the calmness to them and they're just going to understand. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
I hope.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the case.
Hopefully, I don't know what season on WTJ will be on, but
like 5 or 6.
Yeah, but you guys will hear the stories.
Yeah, of me being the bad cop and y'all being the good cop.
I don't think you're gonna be the bad cop. I think
our kids are definitely going to be a little bit more like not scared of me, but cautious.
Which is, you know, and I honestly think it's a good balance because you being a person who, you know, get shit done in 2 hours, and it's a good habit.
Yeah.
Because I learned from you as well.
All I'm saying is I hope once we have kids, it's the discipline isn't going to fall on me and you're just going to be like the fun parent. I'm going to be the discipline parent.
No, that's irresponsible on my part.
Where like A, B, C, and D need to be like a threat. They need to know that it's like there are consequences.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. But I didn't want to say like, okay, A is going to be this. B was going to be this.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, to hypothetical kids, we don't have those yet. But until then, I personally just feel like I'm going to keep thinking about how there's constant opportunities to practice patience in our relationship, in friendships, in day-to-day life with people, in myself. And I'm going to, you know, work on that and work on myself. And the fact that there are always opportunities and being able to identify, it's like this right now is when you practice this.
But that's step number one, just being identified when the thing is happening.
And then putting it into practice.
Yeah.
And being like, this is how I can feel it burning inside. This is how I want to react. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And I've seen you do that before.
I've seen you actually, like when it goes into like practice, I see it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it just has to happen more often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also for me too, like just moving faster, I would say is like a big.
And I also have seen that. I'm just like getting things done.
But don't just say it because I said
no,
that.
No.
Okay, cool.
No, thank I'm you. Serious. Appreciate that. Yeah. Anyways, so with that said, guys, we're going to be moving on to, sounds so annoying right now, but we're going to be moving on to our Patreon.
Yes. Before we get to the outro segment, I just wanted to say, let us know what you think of this episode in the comments. Are you more like Alia? Are you more like Yoni?
How do you deal with frustration?
How you deal with frustration?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have you been challenged recently? Do you know someone who needs to listen to this podcast? Please send that to them, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I really like this episode because it was just like an open conversation. And this is like, we never really talked about this.
Yeah.
That way.
We've talked about my problem.
Yeah, a little bit, but I feel like it's cool to actually just like sit down and talk
break
about it.
Down
yeah,
more,
break it more down more yeah. for the first time. We've never done this before, so
yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed
this
it.
This was like literally a therapy session.
It was. Yeah, mm-hmm. It felt good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. Comment what you like. And yeah, we'll go.
comment what you like.
Yeah, because usually we always do the, if you got to the end of this episode,
oh, yeah,
comment
yeah. this. Just let us know, like, whether you're more of, like, a reactive person, like I am, or more of
a mental
moving react. On. Mental react.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of What's the Juice. Follow us on all the channels down in the description. And shout out to your dog.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the people listening. Yeah, we're going to see you on Patreon. We're going to talk about what it's like to be married. What or it's... is marriage actually hard?
Yeah, because I feel like there's a big misconception here that people don't really know what it's... Maybe... Well, we're gonna talk about it when we get there.
Yeah, Yoni okay? is like ready to talk about it now.
Yeah, and also, if you've been watching season 3 on YouTube, please subscribe because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people who are just watching YouTube videos without subscribing to their favorite people.
Because YouTube just keeps recommending it, even if you watched it, but you forget to subscribe.
Exactly. So go ahead and subscribe. Also, thank you to everyone. What?
Subscribe. Oh, looking into the camera.
Oh, okay. Thank you for 10k subscribers on Instagram. We just reached that the other day.
You mean on YouTube?
On YouTube.
But we also have like over 10k on Instagram.
But the 10k subscribers on YouTube to me feels such a like a milestone because it felt like
it was such a like climb, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we appreciate everyone who's subscribed. And if you haven't and you're watching this right now, just click that little button right there. It's free. You can subscribe for free. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. So
make some fake accounts and subscribe on that
too. Yeah, exactly. Tell everyone to subscribe. Send this to your mom. Send this to your kid, to everybody. So
yeah,
and that is it. All right, guys. We are going to Patreon and we'll see you there. If not, we'll see you there on Wednesday.
We'll see you back
next week. Back here on Wednesday. Same time.
Same place.
Same.
Don't be late.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't be late.
Okay, bye.
You're like, Ali, Yoni, I'm done with this.
It's Power Penny Days at JCPenney. Rev up the savings. Score thousands of deals from $5 to $25 while they last. Like $5 tees for the family, stock up on everyone's faves. And Home Expressions Quick Dry Bath Towels, also only $5 each. Plus, upgrade your kitchen with Cook Small Appliances. Your choice, only $19. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles 8/22 to 8/25. Power Penny deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.